This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guys, I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record, let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
He was on a beach and he sent it out over Twitter. Tom Brady retires the very same day he retired last year. This time he says it's for good. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. In case you don't know, Tom Brady, he was picked 199th in the 2000 draft. He called it quits in that video after 23 seasons in the NFL, 7 Super Bowl wins, 45 years old. The records are incredible. He's a surefire Hall of Famer. He played for the New England Patriots most of his career, but then finished out with the Tampa Bay Bucks and won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Bucks, the rest with the Patriots. He is the GOAT. Well, I think he is the best quarterback of all time. He finishes with 89,214 passing yards. Think about that. 649 touchdowns, 3 league MVPs. I could go on and on and on. He had an impact on me. I remember in the beginning of my career, I had broken through and gotten a job in Dallas, and I was traveling, happened to be traveling with the Dallas Cowboys, and he was suddenly called into action, thrust into the spotlight, stepped in as the quarterback of the Patriots, but this was right before that happened, and I had a conversation with him and as the backup guy in the locker room, and it was funny and fun, and I just remember that he was always very gracious and willing to answer questions here and there. And, of course, he got bigger and bigger and bigger, and people wanted more and more access. And he tried to grant that access as much as he could. Now he will get a super lot of money, $375 million, to work for Fox. So he will be seen. He has other ventures, too, as well. I already mentioned he is certain to be a first-timer, you know, as soon as his name comes up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So you'll look for him as a lead analyst in the NFL. And, boy, isn't that going to be interesting to watch and see what that's like for him as he now talks about other players from the sidelines and above in booths across the United States. We go from Tom Brady retiring for real to the FBI searching the president's home looking for secret documents, or classified documents, a better way to put that. They searched the home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, without turning up any documents. It is just the craziest, latest turn in an extraordinary series of searches of his and also his predecessor's properties. Talking about Donald Trump, former president. Agents did take some handwritten notes and other materials relating to Biden's time as VP. Just to review, after they were done, when it was all said and done, and they walked out of the house and clearly had mentioned they didn't have anything classified, the Biden searches conducted with his blessing have now come as investigators are trying to determine how classified information from his time as senator and vice president wound up in his home and former office, and whether any mishandling involved criminal intent or was merely a mistake in a city where apparently unauthorized treatment of classified documents is, well, not unheard of. Perhaps the best gift to Joe Biden was when Vice President Pence, the former VP, also had some classified documents. It took maybe a little bit of the sting out of what had happened with Biden. So that latest search follows the FBI's 13-hour top-to-bottom check of his Wilmington, Delaware home, where they found documents with classified markings, as we know from his time as VP and senator, and there also took possession of some handwritten notes. Wow. It is crazy to think, what about other people on the Hill? What about others who have served? And other presidents have announced that they do not have classified documents, and perhaps there will be some kind of protocol that somehow gets put into place as a result of all that has happened here. But whether there is any criminal intent or malice or whatever moving forward, there are some cases that are there on the front burner, and they involve people in the highest levels of power. So we'll see. It was all about ICE and the restrictions for the people that, some of them listening to this show, in Oklahoma, especially in Texas. The state of Texas just got smashed with so much ICE. The Texas power grid, always the concern, more than 350,000 outages with the storm sweeping that state. And people were without, thousands were, again, without electricity on Wednesday after that winter storm hit, and hit very hard. There were places where simply people could not get around. Particularly, there's an Interstate 20 that's just outside of Dallas where Jeeps came in and tried to pull and did successfully trucks that were in ditches or were stuck on the side of the road, or just even cars that were stuck. It is a nightmare. It is a mess. 2,300 flights canceled, 6 dead so far, because they believe there might be more in the middle of this brutal winter storm. Coming up, a Metro employee in D.C. is a hero who saved perhaps a handful of lives. When we go to our Hands Up for Heroes later in this segment, and the mailbag, your thoughts on, I always like to say, everything from A to Z, including a cheap movie review from one of our listeners who saw Avatar, and his name is Phil, and he says, I don't get it, Kate. I don't understand, but obviously I don't know that I understood the first time around, and so maybe that just wasn't Phil's movie, or maybe sitting over 3 hours watching was just a little bit too much, because that's one of the things that sometimes is disconcerting to people when they go to movies, how they have to sit through however many previews and how long the actual running time of the movie is, and that certainly would be probably one of the longest movies that is out there. And then plus more on Tom Brady retiring. What does it all mean? It is interesting that he decided just to go on the beach and by himself. He records something and, like I said, uses a social media platform to announce it to the world, because he knows, as he said, he's been down this road before.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Like the smell of sunscreen. There's been a recall, an expanded one, of a popular product called Banana Boat. Of course, many of you that are under freezing temperatures and dealing with ice and snow and all kinds of wintry weather aren't so worried about sunscreen right now. But why is this important? We're going to talk about that. But first, in what I call Hands Up for Heroes, wow, this story about this Metro employee who was killed trying to stop a man shooting at D.C. commuters. A witness said the gunman was muttering, "I'm the killmonger," before he entered the station and started firing shots. So the shooting rampage injured three others, halted rail service for hours, and again left the city unsettled and trying to confront these attacks on a Metro bus traveling from Maryland and ended underground on the platform of Potomac Avenue, which is popular, the Metro station in what would be, I guess, southeast Washington. So he kind of seemed to, according to witnesses telling police, he kind of seemed to select his victims randomly near that end of the morning rush hour in the area that I described, the bus area and then underground. So police did arrest Wednesday night Isaiah Trotman, 31. He was charged with first-degree murder, armed, kidnapping while armed, and assault with a dangerous weapon. Speaking right after all of this happened, the D.C. mayor said much was unknown about the circumstances of the shooting, just that there was a person with a gun who created yet another tragedy in the city. The transit police scurried and got there as quickly as they could. It was strange. There was this altercation on board that spilled onto the street. The gunman was riding that bus. He followed a passenger off, shot the person in the legs as they ran away, then went underground, shot another person in the leg as the rider was trying to buy a Metro card and go on. And then here is the hero, a Metro employee, Robert Cunningham, 64 years old, witnessed what was going on and tried to intervene, trying to save anyone, telling him to stop, just was not afraid, went right after him. And, of course, the gunman then shot him. He died at the scene. And this is the thing that was being described afterwards. There's no doubt that his heroism had to be recognized. They say he really de-escalated the situation because he smothered, he went toward the gunman and smothered the situation. He was a mechanic in the power department, and he had worked for Metro for 20 years. Low voltage, they call them, mechanics. He handled repairs and emergencies related to power at those Metro stations, which are very key in D.C. and other buildings, worked a lot in the tunnels and near the electrified third rail. A lot of the people who knew him described him as a 6'3", he was 6'3", gentle giant. He was setting up his retirement plan. He was calculating how much his benefits would pay out to make sure he had enough money, sadly, to put his four children through college, as well as keeping them and his wife financially secure. He often was the guy who brought news of what was going on in meetings to other workers because they couldn't make the meetings. He was a religious man who believed in God, his friends say, and wasn't preaching to people, but that was in his heart. And what a very, very sad day, but how wonderful what he was willing to do and to just try to stop the situation, and he ended up saving lives, there's no doubt. So we say hands up for heroes for Mr. Cunningham. Yeah, as his family now will have to sadly put back the pieces, imagine others who survived because of what he did. What a very brave, brave thing to do. Sadly, that transit system has faced a rise in high-profile incidents of violence. They're trying to get riders back, because you think about the pandemic, and then something like this happens. And it used to be that it was very common because of to ride the systems there because of trying to get around a city that was heavily trafficked, and now people are staying away. So this is a really, really sad thing all the way around. I always say this show is about the common denominator, what's happening in your backyard and mine. And perhaps everybody listening to the show, at some point, I could be wrong, but perhaps all of us have at some point put on some kind of sunscreen, right? You're out in the sun, especially. We live in the era of melanoma. There's so much conversation about skin cancers. And there's a product called Banana Boat that is popular. You see it all over the place. So now it's being recalled even bigger because there's attention to the problem of the benzene that's in it. So that's in the Banana Boat hair, scalp, sunscreen, SPF 30. And it's been recalled since July because of that benzene. In the past couple of years, we've seen this in a few different things. There's been the recall of deodorants, dry shampoos also have been recalled as well. And so then the question becomes, do you really think about it even? You run into a drugstore. I think a lot of times people run into a drugstore and they're grabbing, oh, you're looking at the number 30. Okay, that sounds good. It's not too much, but it's a lot. It'll protect me, or, I'm just grabbing it. Or the same thing with the dry shampoos. No time, grab the dry shampoos. Other people swear by it. But aerosol sprays appear to be one of the highest risk categories for benzene contamination in consumer products. So it's something to think about. They're in a lot of sunscreen products. And, you know, part of, I think, what some scientists are talking about is not scaring people into the fact that you can never use an aerosol again, but it is a real risk. So I have to say, if somebody says to me, well, yeah, you could go with this other product or go for the, it's okay, just don't overuse the aerosol, forget it. You just say, it's a real risk. It's a real risk. So why even tempt fate and use it and have it at the ready? No. I would say just let it be and put them aside. But some of the world's biggest brands, that they have aerosol sprays. The Coppertones, the Banana Boats, the Aveeno is something you see all over the place. I mean, listen, Old Spice deodorants, Dove, I could go on and on. A lot of products have it. Don't even think if you ever sprayed anything on your foot. I was thinking about this, like tenactin, right? Or a lot of people would spray shoes with you bowl. They had bowling alleys. They spray them with the odor eaters foot sprays. So benzene is the thing. And it's weird. You can get exposed to benzene in a lot of different ways. You know, rubber, I didn't realize this until I read a story in the Washington Post, I think, about it. But rubber collars were added to nozzles at the gas pumps, you know, when you're pumping, to protect us from the benzenes in the fumes. We inhale benzene when we smoke tobacco and secondhand smoke. So this was the big argument about gas stoves, right? Is there benzene leaking from gas stoves? I grew up in a house where we had a gas stove. So I'm sure everyone has been exposed to benzene somehow, some way. How do you determine what is safe exposure? And over time, it can lead to, if you absorb a lot of it, leukemia, anemia, other blood disorders. The FDA talks about that. You can find all kinds of studies on it. So back in the 70s, I mean, that's why the whole rubber thing, they found workers in the rubber industry were at least five times more likely to develop leukemia. But I think about the things that are just the products that you just grab and how many of them are aerosol. So it's just something to be aware of, I think. And especially when there's an alternative that is the same product that's offered in a different delivery system. Food for thought. Speaking of thoughts, you got a lot of them. We're headed to the mailbag next.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve has opted to maintain current interest rates, postponing any potential rate cuts until later in the year. Another meeting is scheduled for March. An ongoing exchange of prisoners between Russia and Ukraine is in progress. Officials from both countries have reported the return of over 200 Ukrainian service members in exchange for 195 Russian soldiers. This marks the initial swap following the tragic Russian military plane crash, which the nation claimed was transporting 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers. President Biden is set to visit East Palestine, Ohio for the first time, 1 year after a train carrying hazardous materials derailed and led to air and water contamination. The White House announced that Biden will meet with affected residents next month and evaluate the progress of recovery efforts. The president received criticism for not promptly visiting the town in the aftermath of the derailment. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Travis, Max, Michael, Danny, we're going to try to get to at least all of them, maybe some more too. Thanks for your emails, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, how about this one from Travis? Kate, it's a mess in Austin. You know, I've called you for years and told you about how much I like this city, and I do, except for when we get extreme weather, and the ice has been particularly nasty to us. A lot of people are talking about a lot of other areas in the country who have been slammed by this weird ice storm. But trust me, we have limbs that are just falling off of trees. We've had a ridiculous amount of car crashes because of the ice. The ice storm is crippling us in Austin, not just in Dallas, people, not just in Fort Worth, in Austin, Texas, which, by the way, is the capital of Texas. Well, thank you for that, Travis. You're right. I did see a lot of scenes from what was happening in Austin. So, yeah, skating rink there, too. I think there was somebody who was skating down the street with hockey skates on, and that proved the point that it's icy. And, of course, the power being out affected people in the Austin area, people in Dallas, people in other parts of Texas, all over the place. The freezing temperatures, although the governor said there's not a challenge to the power grid in the state of Texas. We don't anticipate that happening. And over half of the state's outages were in Travis County, home to Austin. So the weather service cautioned everybody, hey, there's 3/10 of an inch of an ice that could accumulate still. And so look out. I mean, this ice storm hit Texas, Oklahoma, and neighboring states too. So, you know, the 13 million people were hit with this across a very, very big state. But by the way, people listening in Arkansas, I hear you too. Hot Springs, Pine Bluff, all hit as well. But point taken by Travis that, yes, Austin absolutely was feeling it. There was a 10-car wreck on an they have on-ramps, you know, elevated. They have elevated ramps and elevated on-ramp near Austin that led to one death. There were six other deaths attributed to icy weather since Monday across the state, and pretty nasty. I know there's people listening to us in Brownfield, Texas, which is about 40 miles southwest of Lubbock. Three men died in a crash there. There was, in Arlington, Texas, a 45-year-old driver who died when he was ejected from his car after it hit a guardrail. He went airborne, rolled down an embankment. It was just terrible. So pileups, freezing rain, freezing drizzle, you know, all of that, pretty bad. Some big stretches, 35 and 20, I mentioned, were hit. Also, Interstate 10 was hit pretty hard. The Permian Basin and Big Bend, which is a great place to go in the summertime when it's not icy. And it's not just Texas, like I said. Oklahoma, central Arkansas, western Tennessee, all of you are feeling that same pinch, that's for sure. All right, let's move on to another one. And this one is from Max. And Max says, Kate, what about Groundhog Day? What do you think is going to happen this Groundhog Day? Are we going to see more winter? Or are we going to see more spring? Let me see. Let me shake the magic eight ball. Ask again later. Such a tough question, because that's why we have this crazy tradition of Punxsutawney Phil. There are other groundhogs too, by the way, of course. There's copycats. But Punxsutawney Phil is the most famous, and he rises, or Phil rises, from its burrow in Pennsylvania for Groundhog Day to give us that prediction. If Phil sees a shadow, we know it. Six more weeks of winter. If Phil doesn't see a shadow, early spring. This has gone back 130 years. How often is the groundhog right? Sadly, often wrong when it comes to the predictions. I looked this up. Since making its first predictions in 1887, which there's obviously more than one Punxsutawney Phil has been right 39% of the time, right? 39% of the time. That's not that good. And when you look at the weather outlook, 126 times, there has predicted the weather outlook 126 times. There's only been 10 instances where it wasn't recorded or he didn't appear, right? So, are we going to get the winter? Are we going to get the spring? I don't know. There's even charts of this. You can go back and see when he was right and what the weather turned out to be and when it was wrong. It's kind of a bizarre history, right? And then, of course, there's the famous Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day, which is actually hilarious if you haven't seen it. Michael says, yo, what about the debt? Are we going to see any kind of a break here? I know that you mentioned Biden and McCarthy were meeting. What is the decision besides what they probably ate at the meal where they might have broken bread? You know, I don't know if they actually had any kind of a meal. There might have been coffee or tea served, probably water. But the president and the speaker of the House, you're right, had initial, what they call initial talks on Wednesday, on raising the borrowing limits. And McCarthy said, when he was asked about it, that they found common ground. He said, the president and I had a good first meeting. It lasted 1.5 hours. I shared my perspective with him. He shared his. And this is what McCarthy said. I can see where we can find common ground. Will they find that? And what is it? Because right now we're talking about what happens with the $31.4 trillion U.S. debt ceiling. Are we raising that? What's going on there? McCarthy was optimistic that this we would be able to pay the bills and there would be a solution. But that doesn't tell us anything. What is the solution? Is there a compromise? What does that mean? House Republicans look at the debt ceiling, and it could be that they've talked about this, that you got to make cuts, but they don't have a specific plan. The increase covers the cost of spending programs and tax cuts previously approved by Congress, and it's usually approved on a bipartisan basis. And this has happened many, 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 many times. In fact, this president is a longtime former senator. As we know, he was vice president during a 2011 showdown that led to a downgrade of the federal government's credit ratings. And so now, you know, here we go again and trying to decide what happens with this debt. I mean, Congress periodically raises the cap because the government does what? Spends more than it takes in. I mean, that's what it is. And they don't balance this thing correctly or haven't been able to do that, it seems, too many times in our history. All right, how about this? Danny says, Kate, you know, the Super Bowl coming up is all about eating really nasty foods, right? Everything from Doritos and chips of all kinds to wings galore to pizza to really unhealthy foods. Now, suddenly, we're starting to see all these stories about how junk food is going to kill us. So what do? Stay away from the junk food and just eat vegetables? Or partake and pray that you have a role that doesn't include any kind of cancers that you could die from, apparently, every single time you eat junk food? What's up with the science? Is it junk science? You know, there's been a lot of stories about this. Thank you, Dana. That's probably what you're saying, that we've heard this, though, for a long time. Ultra-processed foods, so sugary drinks, sliced bread, meals that are ready-made, like you go and you get frozen meals, even if it's lean cuisine, whatever it is, you could be risking cancer is what the latest study says. But we've heard this before, and it's because what are the ingredients that are used to adjust color and flavor and consistency, extend shelf life would be one of the things. And what does that do to your body? I guess, you know, when you take in ultra-processed foods and the additives. And, I mean, we know, I don't think that this is a shock. Researchers in the UK, though, did something. They had studies. They studied the diets of 200,000 middle-aged adults. They monitored their health for 10 years, and they looked at the risk of developing any cancer, and the risk of developing 34 different kinds when it came down to it. And the study showed that higher consumption of these ultra-processed foods, there was a connection to a greater risk of developing cancer overall, and specifically brain cancer, ovarian cancer. There was just a link to an increased risk of dying from it. I mean, here's the thing. Moderation, people, right? Does that make sense? I mean, if all you eat is ultra-processed foods, of course, that's extreme. That can't be good for you, right? I don't need a scientist to tell me that. All right, you know how we roll here. You can email me day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's time to get down with it. Brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know, are you ready to testify? Are you ready? I give you a testimonial. The empty
since his death, I want me to go to Nathan for the reference on the music. Nathan, who was it?
That's MC5.
Ah, MC5. I was thinking we were getting a little Beck there, so MC...
I played Beck at the end of the last segment, actually.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So MC5 is... I'm trying to think. They have a bunch of people that were pulled from a couple of different bands, I thought. And I've heard some of their music, and they were from, they're from Michigan, I think. And anyway, so how about that? MC5. Modern Combat 5, by the way. So, not really. It's MC5. Just look them up, and you'll know who they are. An American rock band, just commonly known as that, and they are from Michigan. And they have several genres. That's what hit me, right? blues rock, I think, hard rock, probably some others too as well. All right, so as we motor through the end of this show, I got something that I wanted to mention here that carries over a little bit from the mailbag. And this, there were so many emails about Tom Brady. And so I just picked one of them, and one of them was from Michael, who said, "Well, how do you sum up Tom Brady, who really upset a lot of people with the whole deflate gate and some of the other things that happened off the field that related to things on the field? But I think those were just anomalies. Seems like he was Mr. Football to me, Kate, and what an accomplished player to me. He is the GOAT, playing at the age of 45, managing to make history again and again and again, and he had nowhere to go. I think it was smart that he stepped away from the Buccaneers. It would have just been slow and painful to watch him come up short another couple of years, and I don't know, perhaps he wouldn't have, but better to walk away with this incredible legacy." Well said. I think it is that. I think it is about the legacy. It makes sense. And he checked off his big goals. It didn't impact that. The big losers in this whole thing are the Buccaneers, because they got to go find a quarterback, right? Unless they give that job to their second round pick. But I would think that there would be somebody else that would come in, or there'd be some competition, or who knows. But that's a story for a different day, and the man cave. So how about that? Tom Brady, we started the show with that, again, retiring, and many of you had sent emails in to get my opinion on it in the mailbag, so that's just a carryover. Tyree Nichols, the funeral, that was a sad affair that drew a lot of well-known people. But it is about his family, ultimately. He was just 29 years old when he was continuously beaten after a traffic stop by Memphis police on January 7th, and he died 3 days later. The VP was there and said, "The people of our country mourn with you." And his mother called for reform so that no other child should have to suffer, saying that he was a beautiful person, and that we should celebrate life, and saying that there shouldn't be another child that should suffer this way that my son did, and all other parents who are here who have lost children. So Benjamin Crump, who's an attorney for the Nichols family, said the charges against the five ex-officers in Nichols' death set a precedent. Within 20 days of his death, the former officers were indicted on charges that included murder and kidnapping. And he said, "We can count to 20, and every time you kill one of us on video, we're going to say the legacy of Tyree Nichols is that we have equal justice swiftly." So on the first day of Black History Month, his life was celebrated at his funeral. And there were other, like I said, there were certainly people of note that were there, if you want to call them that. And more importantly, as I mentioned, it was about his family being there and telling the stories about what kind of person he was, and trying to paint that picture instead of what the ending was and what everybody was aware of. You know, everybody's talking about George Santos and the constant web of lies, which we at this point know, and how did he have this improbable rise to the House of Representatives, and how did he get into the spotlight enough that he ended up running and winning, and the answer is he started to show up at rallies. He introduced himself to local activists. He, wore a bright red tie that said "Gays for Trump." He had this pin that he wore all the time, and he asked around and talked about politics and concern for New York and, you know, on and on and on. And he made connections, and that's how it happened. He got to know local Republican activists. Many were thrilled that they found someone like Santos, and especially when they were trying to figure out who was going to run for that seat. And now I'm sure there are many because of, as we have talked about so much here, the vetting process, because of what's happened with that vetting process not working and backfiring on them, I think there are people that regret just looking at the surface. You know, that whole thing about, wow, it looks too good, sounds too good, he's agreeing with what I say. We have so many things that are of the same interests, and he played to whoever the audience was. That's the thing. He did that and got caught eventually, but not before it was too late, and he had already had the seat. Now, does he hold on to the seat all the way through, or does he get tripped up because of campaign finance and the follow the money theory? There is a good chance that that could happen, certainly. One thing is for certain, the Fed hike rates much smaller than, you know, we've seen. Hiking the interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve not letting up on its inflation fight, I guess, so signaling they're going to continue to increase borrowing costs. But it's much smaller than we've seen in the past. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that a scaled-down hike should not be misinterpreted for a scaled-down inflation fight. Inflation has eased for the past 6 months somewhat, but the Fed is saying that they aim to fully root out price increases throughout the economy and try to keep them permanent. So far, the country has avoided a recession, but what happens with the job market, consumer spending, which are critical engines, you could say, of the economy, certainly indicators, there's no question about that, could worsen. Layoffs mostly have been limited to tech and finance and housing and media, but consumer spending is pulling back, especially on purchases of goods. And look at, you know, you look at the expectations for economic growth in the coming months. So it's about understanding the economy. Is it slowing too much, not enough? Is it somewhere in the middle? It's really about trying to take that gamble and figure out what it's going to look like. So quarter point hikes to slowly get borrowing costs up to a level where they'll be high enough to cool consumer demand and slow the economy. Yeah, rate hikes increase the cost of borrowing on a range of lending, including businesses, housing, we always know, car loans, and it slows down parts of the economy because consumer demand falls. But quarter point hikes are more typical of what we've seen in the past. Will it work? Won't it work? It remains to be seen. The perfect place to end this hour of the show. Thanks to all of you for listening, as always, and being plugged in. Remember to make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.